News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk on Monday, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, 850-437-1620. I have to laugh. I have three guests in the studio. As soon as that music queued up, every single one of them smiled. You know why? Because they're from NAS Pensacola. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
How are you?
Everybody knows Top Gun and the anthem from Top Gun, and that was the original soundtrack music. And, of course, this morning, super pleased to have in the house, we've got Bruce Cummins, who is the public affairs officer. Welcome, Bruce.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us in. The Harold Faltermeyer cut circa, what, 1986, I want to
Something
say?
Something like that. Yeah, I mean, it's a while
such
ago.
Such an anthem.
Yes.
It fires me up.
And good for you. He knew the name Harold Faltermeyer.
That's just because I'm advanced in years.
See, there you go. And with us today also, we have Carrie Seiss. She is the child, let me see, counselor. All right, tell me what's your title, Carrie.
Yes, I'm a child counselor, clinician at Fleet and Family Support Center, NAS Pensacola. Good morning. Glad to be here.
And we also have with us the NAS Public Affairs Officer, Representative Ensign Clarabelle. And I hope I get it right. Let's see if I can do it. Knuzov?
Knuzov. Very close.
We're close. Knuzov.
Yes.
Knuzov. Good, good morning to all of you. No. So you had several things, Bruce, you told me that y'all wanted to talk about this morning. So
First and foremost, it's an absolute pleasure, you know, to be here. Anytime that we get the chance to go out and interact with the community, as well as talk about some of the things that Naval Air Station Pensacola is doing, it's always a pleasure. I have been associated with the United States Navy and the Department of Defense for going on 30 years. Okay, that makes me sound like, you know, just like I got some years on me. Okay,
remember the dinosaurs, Bruce?
Okay.
Oh, Ensign's got some. Okay.
Oh, she's got some stuff to say.
Yeah.
No,
you go,
but anyway,
girl.
Having been all over the place, I've never come across a community that embraces the military and the Department of Defense like Pensacola does. So it's always a treat to get out in town and do some stuff. And we've enjoyed so many positive relationships over the years and some of those things that we'd like to continue as well. So one of the other things that we were talking about, Ms. Knyazhov and I were talking about when we were getting ready to come over here, is the fact that there's something coming up that everybody looks forward to.
That's
every
right.
single year.
And the Blue Angels are coming home. So starting April 2nd, that will be our first Blue Angels practice. Now, there's a few things that we need everybody to know if they want to go see them practice.
And so, you know, first and foremost, the Blue Angels are one of 120 tenant commands on board the air station. Okay, so there's a ton of activity that goes on. As a matter of fact, 60% of the fleet. Our commanding officer, Captain Mamasan, Captain Newman, Chandra Mamasan Newman, always illustrates the fact that there's 60% of the fleet begins their training here. So, you know,
that's incredible when you think about that.
That's a lot of numbers.
Sailors.
Yes.
So, you know, anybody that's coming into the Navy to learn how to be a maintainer on aircraft, work on aircraft, or to fly or to backseat. And then, you know, our entire mission over at Corey Station as well with the cyber warfare and everything, they all start here. All right. This is one of the tenant commands. Now, the Blue Angels are one of the ones that, you know, they got a lot of fans out there. Right. And everybody wants to come and see them. But Ensign Knyazhov is going to run down some of the things that you've got to do to make sure that's coming along, that you'll be able to get onto the installation and see that.
So Excellent. A few important things to note is that if you want to go watch the Blue Angels, you have to enter through the West Gate. That's on the south end of Blue Angel Parkway. The gate will be open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It is required that you have a government-issued identification card, especially if you are driving the vehicle. You need a government ID. Another important thing to note is if you are a foreign national, you must be escorted by a U.S. citizen, and if you are 18 years or older, you must have a state-issued identification card or passport.
So we want everybody to get on there as timely as we can, and we always know that there are some traffic considerations that come into play, but know that we are invested in making sure everybody can get there, enjoy, and have a good time with it. Also with us, we've got Ms. Carrie Seiss out of Fleet and Family Support Center. Now, I can't stress the importance of Fleet and Family Support Center. You know, what they do each and every day. But this past month, February, a little significant, all right?
Sure.
But this is something, not just the observance of them, what we were talking about, what we're going to be talking about for February, that can go throughout the whole year.
Yes, sir, for sure. Yes, February is designated as Teen Dating Violence Prevention and Awareness Month. But all year long, we have some serious topic to talk about. And it's an important time to highlight it in February. We need to make sure our youth have the information to safeguard themselves from unhealthy or toxic dating relationships. I've got some statistics I can share with you. The National Domestic Violence Center tells us that dating abuse affects about 1.5 million teens annually.
That shocks me, because that just seems young to me to have that manifesting. I always think of it as married couples or older couples, at least in their 20s. You're saying teenagers?
Oh, yes, you're middle school and younger.
Middle school?
Advent of social media, I would think.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in shock, really. I'm surprised to hear the statistic.
It's a real issue everywhere. One in three adolescents in the United States are victims of either physical, emotional, or sexual abuse from a dating partner. And the issue is, these are young dating relationships, and teens are afraid and scared and stressed and confused. Only 33% of these teens in a violent relationship ever told anyone about the abuse. So we want to bring a lot of awareness to this and prevent this abuse.
And so one of the other things that, you know, the United States is, I mean, the military and the Navy here in Pensacola, it's a bit of a cross-section of the United States. And so what are some of the things that Fleet and Family Support Center put forth to help some of these individuals with?
Yes, well, I can't say enough about Fleet and Family Support Center, because we're really that one-stop shop of support and resources for the sailor and their dependents and their families and their youth. And that directly affects mission readiness. It affects the family's stress. And so we want families to know that we're here for you. We have all kinds of programs. Specifically, we have individual counseling from children ages 4 to 18 years old. We have marital counseling. We have family counseling. We have all kinds, and that's within our counseling program. We also have a family advocacy program, which offers support for anyone that's experiencing domestic violence in a marital relationship or an intimate partner dating relationship if they're over 18, and also preventing child abuse. Fleet and Family Support Center offers employment readiness, helping with resumes. We have a great TAP program that helps our sailors once they transition out of the Navy. We have personal financial management to help with finances. We have the new parent support program, which is also to help new parents who've just had a child and have that stress. Lots of life skills. We have a sexual assault prevention and response program, which is very strong, that can help anyone that's been sexually assaulted. So just lots of resources. And if we don't have the resources for the sailor or their family, we're going to help you find that resource.
And what's a great contact point of contact over there for the Fleet and Family Support Center, ma'am?
Yes, you can call us at 850-452-5990. We're also on Facebook. You can find us at facebook.com/FFSC Pensacola.
So they could just drop a message into that, or make that phone call if you could.
And what's that number again?
Yes, that number is 850-452-5990. That's Fleet and Family Support Center, NAS Pensacola.
So one of the things that you had talked about on that, ma'am, was, you know, we were talking about the teen dating and violence, and you were listing off some statistics and some numbers, you know, about that. We've got a significant population of, you know, teens on the installation. And, you know, parents, you know, in this day and age, you've got to be very cognizant about what you sites you're into, your children are going to, all that sort of thing. So we're looking at each other going, yeah, we remember.
You're all nodding.
That wasn't even an issue.
That's so true.
But nowadays, but now, it's something that's got to, you got to look at. Why is the highlighting teen dating prevention and violence awareness month? Why is that an important topic, ma'am?
Well, yes, because as we know, teens have so much stress, youth as it is in this day and age. And even just specific to the military, they've got relocation adjustment. They're moving, having to be a new student, make new friends. They have all those stress management stressors as a teen. Social media plays a big part of that, making friends, all of that. So, you know, the dating abuse is a huge issue to look at. Are they finding healthy friends and making healthy choices? And we want to help them to do that.
I have a question for you, ma'am. What are some of the warning signs of an unhealthy relationship just to look out for?
Yeah, yes. Both from a parent's perspective, you know, a parent's perspective, as well as, you know, for an individual who could be in a dating pool.
And so often kids and teens are afraid to tell anybody anything.
Mm-hmm. Everything's so isolated.
Right, online. They keep it all to themselves, or they don't want to get in trouble, or they think it's their fault somehow.
Yes, for sure. It's a good point. We always want parents to know to keep an open dialogue, an open conversation with your youth. Try to be non-judgmental, helping them to open up, to reach out to you, to ask for help. Again, dating is a new and confusing territory for them. There's some real warning signs that we can look at. Any kind of relationship that's intimidating, manipulative, exerting any kind of power or control would definitely be a sign of unhealthiness. Checking the partner's social media, checking their phone frequently, or showing extreme jealousy about their friends or who they're with. They often want to isolate the partner. They may put them down, say mean words, call them names, very verbal abusive. Oh. Partner may be angry often and have mood swings. And then, of course, we look into there could be physical abuse, or there could be pressuring them to have a sexual relationship without consent. So those are just some of the key things, the warning flags we want to look out for.
Yeah, for individuals that might want to get a little bit more information about that, we were talking beforehand, and you had said something about there was a website out there. What's that website? And that could be a good source of information for anybody who's interested in further researching this topic.
Yes, they have a wonderful resource. It's called loveisrespect.org online. That's loveisrespect.org. And it's a site established by the National Domestic Violence Hotline specifically for youth. And 24/7, they can text.
Oh, no, that is awesome. I know, Meg, you had something that you wanted to say.
Well, first of all, just want to say, if you just joined us, we're talking to our friends from NAS Pensacola on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, News Radio 92.3. If you have a question or concern and would like to address it with our panel, 850-437-1620. And we did have a question that came in. You had mentioned sailors, but someone wanted to know, are these services also available for Air Force and Marines in the area?
Yes, for our active duty, yes.
Any active duty then can take advantage of these.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, just want to clarify that.
Such a, here in Pensacola, we've got, soldiers, sailors, airmen, yes. Marines, and a significant Coast Guard presence.
Yes, you guys that's right. Seen.
All right there, those are the individuals in doing some of the Department of Homeland Security missions as well, you know, trying to do everything they can in support of, you know, the missions that we have here at Pensacola and some other ones. And apparently there's a Space Force person here as well.
Oh.
I haven't seen them yet.
Oh, right, that's
But no, all of those services are available to anyone who is, in our armed forces.
Terrific. Okay, great. So we wanted to talk a little bit, I think, about some of the events that were coming up. Ensign, you had a list. I said you started to talk about the Blue Angels, and they're coming back April 2nd. I know. I was on the beach for some time, so is the schedule already posted yet, or do we know when it will be posted? Because we have a lot of folks that like to come and watch the rehearsals.
Oh, without question. There are a couple of places that you can go to find out the schedule and, you know, what's going to happen. First and foremost, obviously, the National Naval Aviation Museum website. They are very dialed in with, the Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron, the Blue Angels. And so that's going to be a great place to find out information about that. That's at the National Naval Aviation Museum website. Additionally, Naval Air Station Pensacola hosts a Facebook page, and we will always update what we can, what we're allowed to do. For individuals coming to visit the air station, okay? So that's good, and we look forward to having everybody out here. But once again, some of the key factors that we've got on that are making sure that, you go through the back gate, all right? That's going to be the biggest one. We call it the West Gate or the Back Gate. That's at the south end of Blue Angel Parkway, all right? So make sure when you go in, that's where you're heading to. If you go to the front gate, unless you're a Department of Defense identification card holder, not going to be able to access the installation at that time.
That's right. And you must be showing your single government-issued identification card. So all U.S. citizens or U.S. nationals 18 and older must have a state-issued identification card or passport. The gate will be open, the West Gate, that is, 9 a.m. through 3 p.m. And if you are a foreign national, you must be escorted by a U.S. citizen, as well as if you're operating the vehicle when you're entering through the West Gate, you must have an ID.
I have a quick secret for you. In when the Blue Angels start touring, and then when they come home on Sunday nights, they do a flyover on Pensacola Beach as they're coming home.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So I'm just letting you know, because I was out on the beach with the Chamber out there that we used to post on the Chamber website.
That we see,
Sunday night, you can be on the beach. Yeah, it's very cool. So
that can happen. That's a game time decision on the squad.
Of course, yes, of course. But it's just a little secret. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Some of the other things that are coming up, I know there's, you know, there's always a celebration of some sort here in Pensacola,
yes,
which is one of the reasons that we absolutely love this community, because there's always something to do. All right. I know there's a Mardi Gras thing going on, you know.
Just a little thing. That, just a little something.
Just a little bit. All right. And that ongoing war about who did it first, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. We won't even go there. It's a whole nother show.
Yeah. No, indeed. You know, but there's a couple of organizations that we work with out in town that put together some functions. And one of those is a Navy Days Committee.
Yes.
And they put together a wonderful program. Now, last year we had some weather that impacted it significantly, but hopefully this year that's going to be all good to go. Make sure you check out Navy Days when you're searching for something right there. We will additionally post some stuff that they're doing. This is just an event that the community throws for the base to show their appreciation. I was just saying at the beginning of this how much appreciation the community has for us. You know, they're throwing a parade for it. Okay. But look at that. More stuff forthcoming on that. Another thing, this year represents 250 years.
No. That's right.
And Marine Corps. States, yes.
And Marine Corps.
Wow.
The Navy and
Incredible.
Marine Corps. 250 years. So that's something, keep your eyes peeled. We'll be having some stuff on social media.
Well, you
that.
Better let us know, right? As soon as we get question. Signed up for all of the
Join
all of
the
that.
Party.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No. So, and there was one. We were talking about the you know, Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month and everything. Real quick, you had a phone number you wanted to pass out there, Carrie?
Yes, I just wanted to make sure that our youth and parents have this number that teens can 24/7 text Love Is to 22522. They can chat at loveisrespect.org, or they can call 1-866-331-9474. We're here to help and support.
And one more time on that number, just to make sure.
1-866-331-9474.
So, you know, we've gone over some of the things that identifying that healthy relationship. But real quick, what can parents or trusted adults look for when they have a teen that might be going through some stuff? What are some of the, how can they help?
Yes, so, you know, I think we have to really highlight healthy relationships for our youth and role model that and reinforce that and talk about it. First of all, showing respect, and what does that mean? Setting healthy boundaries. We want our youth to know, our child or teen, if they don't feel comfortable, they have an intuition that something there's not comfortable, that they can say no and they can ask for help and talk about it. And then again, open communication. We want healthy relationships, each partner to feel free to be themselves and to feel they don't have to be burdened to please another partner. And so, again, we can talk about healthy relationships. We do that a lot at Fleet and Family Support Center. We want to put that out for all our teens, that we're here for them. And setting boundaries and feeling comfortable and happy in a relationship, that's very important. And we're here to help if there is any abuse.
With social media so present, I think one of the things I've heard about, too, is that for the younger kids, the bullying that goes on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. And so you can be aware of what your kids are posting and check with them when they get moody. They don't want to be on Facebook anymore. There are signs that they might be getting bullied. And that's also a big issue in terms of the abuse.
It's really huge. We see so many mean texts and inappropriate things, and that can really hurt. And again, we want teens to know that love shouldn't hurt. Love should be respectful, and that we all deserve a healthy relationship. So we want to help them to find that.
I'm thinking that's good for adults, too.
It's good for all of us. We all
deserve
that healthy relationship. It really is. And mm-hmm. the same principles apply for adults.
Absolutely.
So what are some resources for youth, or I guess for anybody who encounter an abusive relationship, if they're in that situation, where can they go to find information?
So again, I would send them to that Love is Respect site, and then the National Domestic Violence Hotline has lots of resources. But there's lots of things out there. We at Fleet and Family Support Center, if they call us, we can direct them to that. We want kids in schools, teens in schools, to know to reach out to a trusted adult, whether it be a counselor or their parent at home. Because once we start talking about and dialoguing, we can really reinforce that they deserve that healthy relationship and to trust their own instinct if something really feels off. They shouldn't feel isolated. They should be allowed to have as many friends as they want. They should allowed to feel comfortable at whatever stage they are in this dating relationship. And if they're not, it's okay to say, no, I'm not ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
Navigating through today's turmoil of social media, as well as just having information just readily available to you. It seems overwhelming, for that, 20, 25 years ago, dating or being a teenager, it just seemed to be a little easier, I think.
Yes, a lot
so
easier. A lot easier.
So much anxiety for youth today. There really is.
Carrie Sy is one of the counselors at the Naval Air Station Pensacola Fleet and Family Support Center. Outstanding, and thank you so very much. What is that number, once again, for Fleet and Family Support Center? Anybody that's got a problem with some of the ones we were just talking
about,
reach out to them. If you want to give me that number again, please, and that social media site.
850-452-5990, and we're at facebook.com, FFSC Pensacola.
Right. So much good stuff that the Fleet and Family Support Center does each and every year. Each and every day, I'm sorry.
Yes.
We're here for you.
They're there all the time. And there's on-call individuals as well, weekends if something is going on. But they're there to make sure that the service member's family is taken care of.
Yes.
And if they don't have the resources in-house, they will find them for you. I've, like I said, been around the military for, a long time. Don't say it. Don't say it. She made a joke about dinosaurs easier. Yeah, I knew it was coming. Okay?
Say hi to Adam and Eve, too, Bruce. Oh.
Well done. I've seen Fleet and Family Support Center in action, and some of the things that they've been able to accomplish for service members in their time of need is truly unprecedented. It's something that we look forward. We are glad is in existence and know that they're going to direct our service members, the right way. There are so many great things going on Naval Air Station Pensacola, and it's always a pleasure to come in here and talk about them. But just remember the Blue Angels practice. That's something that we deal with each and every summer.
April 2nd.
And we love when that happens. but just keep your eyes peeled to the National Naval Aviation Museum's website for any information on those practices. And remember, the only authorized place to watch those is at the National Naval Aviation Museum's flight line on base, So there's that. And look at the Naval Air Station Pensacola social media pages, because we will update any access procedures as well as any other general information on what the team is doing, so you can keep abreast of it and do that. Once again, Bruce Commends, Naval Air Station Pensacola Public Affairs Officer, with Miss Carrie Sy's. And we've got such great last names here going on.
I know.
This is Carrie Sy's and Ensign Claribel Kanizhov.
And Bruce Cummings, thank you all so much for coming in this morning.
Thank
so
you.
Much good information. We really appreciate it. Thank you all, and thank you for your service.